Yeah, it was a tough game tonight. I thought both teams really competed, really played hard. I mean, they're really good defensive, made it tough for us early on. Low scoring game. I thought our defense was pretty good. Then in the second half, they were able to get a little bit of separation, and then it was kind of an uphill climb from there. But I thought our guys continued to fight, continued to compete. You know, we got a little disruptive there at the end. You know, were able to close the gap, but came up a little bit short.
What got away from you guys defensively a little bit when they made their run late?
Well, I think Fulkerson was a focal point for them. They was trying to punch it inside to him, and you know, we were allowing them to get too good of a position on us. We talked about that coming into the game, and those deep post seals that we were going to try to get some protection and do some things to try to keep it out the post. But a couple of times he caught us not ready to play, standing straight up, and he just ducked in on us and was either getting fouled or scored around the basket. And then some of their slice action, because we were paying so much attention to him and didn't want to leave his body, they started slicing and curling off of him and got a couple easy opportunities there. But the game was still in the balance. We had opportunities to make some shots, and they just didn't fall for us tonight.
I think it's four times in the last five games now y'all have led in the second half. What have you seen from your team the last handful of games? How have y'all improved, and what do you kind of need to do to kind of close the deal in some of these games?
I think for us, it's going to be able to, shoot better than 36% for the game. I mean, we're getting the looks that we want from the people that we want them from. And just about, we work on them. It's not a lack of effort, not a lack of anything from their standpoint. It's just the ball's not going in for us. So hopefully it'll turn. I mean, we're not going to ease away from it. We're going to come approach it the same way. We'll continue to approach it the same way we have all year. We'll come in and get our work, continue to be, monotonous in our approach, just making sure that we're going over everything. I thought we had a sound game plan. Again, it comes down, basketball, the games come down to making some shots. And, and that's what we have to do at a better clip than we did. I think if we shoot, a little bit over 40% tonight, we probably win this game.
Coach, Jordan Wright, what got into his breakout performance tonight?
Well, we needed him. We got in foul trouble early on. All of our guys, Edge had a couple fouls. Scotty had fouls. Had to bring Max out of the game. So I think, Dylan, everybody. So somebody had to step up, and Jordan stepped up. I mean, probably a few games back, Jordan was kind of on the outside looking in, and he got a little bit of that pine medicine, and now he came back. It was good for him. So I think we're excited about who he has been recently and who he's going to be for us in the future, because, he just has a knack for scoring the ball. He has a toughness about him. And but he's learning now. He's the next progression for him in his development is being able to not only go and and get his own, but to be able to facilitate for his teammates, because he's going to start drawing more attention. Like I said, he's probably wasn't a highlight on the on everybody's scout report, but he will be. And I think when that happens, now he has to make plays. But we had some really good plays of sharing the ball tonight. I think that possession toward the end of the game, where it's probably everybody maybe touched it twice, and then we got something good out of it. That's the theme that we're trying to build here, the culture that we're trying to build of playing selfless basketball and playing with the toughness. And like I said, I have no complaints. We lost this game, but I thought our guys, our kids really fought, and I think they'll continue to fight.
Jerry, a couple questions. I guess one, how does Saban Lee at his size make some of those layups that he makes? He just seems like he finds a knack for getting in there and making plays. And then secondly, when Fulkerson had such an unproductive first half, did y'all at halftime kind of talk about that Tennessee was probably going to go right to him in the second half?
Yeah, I think it was a little bit of, Saban, he's one of the best getting downhill, in the country in my mind. I think, we want to try to get him downhill. And again, his progression, he's gotten so much better of being able to make up plays for others, make his teammates better. But he does have a knack for finishing, in traffic. And, obviously have a knack for having big highlight plays, too. He just missed one by a little bit tonight. But I think it's just, just one of those things in the first half. We had guys out there that was battling Braylee Abbott and, Otan Yankovic. They came in and did a really good job on Fulkerson. And then when we got our starters back, they would come in and have a little more energy. And they didn't really have the energy that was necessary because he knew, you know, he had a kind of a subpar first half. We knew that he was going to come out and be focused and try to get going, and we weren't able to match him. But again, it's just it's part of the growing pains with a younger group, knowing that the guys that, you know, have a poor first half like he had, they're going to come back, especially a good player that's been playing as well as he has. I think he's playing at an all-league level.
How much have you guys worked with Jordan on using his frame to his advantage? It seemed like he did that pretty well tonight.
Yeah, I mean, we've been talking to him more about a conscious effort. I mean, like I said, on, you know, you got to have some guys that do the dirty work. Like, we had a conscious conversation with him about, like, you know, on every really good team, there's always a couple goons. And, you know what I'm saying? We need for him to be one of our goons because he has the body to do it. And, like I said, just a natural knack for scoring. I mean, I've been pleased with him, pleased with his progression. But I mean, he'd be the first to tell you there's a lot more room for him to improve.
Thanks,
thank you, guys.